Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners of EWR Digital.
And my name is Matt Bertram, your SEO strategist.
SEO strategist. Today, you're the enterprise SEO strategist.
Yes. We're
about to talk.
Right. I'm actually always the enterprise SEO strategist.
Oh, that's true.
Let's be clear.
That's absolutely true. Today, we are going to talk about enterprise SEO. In fact, enterprise SEO in 2021, the importance of insights and value of action. So, insights from the SEO data that SEOs collect, and then the action, which is interesting. It's an interesting article. There's some good pieces and some interesting pieces. So this is by Lemuel Park. Patif to you, Lemuel. We appreciate you writing this article and volunteering it to be on our podcast by publishing it. And I don't even remember where it was published. But we don't have a review. I do want to share with you, Matt and I, we're filming live from Houston, Texas, and we are your results.
Well, Search Engine Journal, I believe. The link is below. Also, just quick for everybody watching, I did use a free licensable image, okay? Pixel Bay and... I don't remember where the other one is sold.
My image is the one I took at the office of our AMA awards. Yeah, right there.
I'm really sad. I think I closed the image. All right. Well, these are licensable images that I wanted to give credit to, and I know Pixel Bay's one of them. So
I'm very cool. Well. Yeah. Well, good. The other thing that we are, you may not have remembered, is we are SEO demystifier.
Yeah. Wicca something. Okay.
All right. Let's jump into this. So 2020 was a year of monumental digital change. It's actually just a year of monumental change, which he points out politically, sociologically, economically, culturally, and from a technological perspective, we saw major shifts in how, and then those shifts.
Cryptocurrency.
Those shifts are probably going to have long-lasting ramifications. And as we enter this new year with trepidation amidst the ongoing uncertainty, this is really verbose I just wanted to capture the essence of his article, of a persistent global pandemic, enterprise organizations and their leaders are looking for proven, cost-effective ways to understand these continuous shifts in consumer behavior and demand. And he says, enter SEO. Is that your fault?
I like that, but I'm really, basically decentralized finance. Okay. I went down this rabbit hole because I'm looking, how to get around PayPal fees. Like PayPal fees are just straight killing me. And I'm sure there's other agency owners and small business owners out there that, they take such a huge cut and there's a more efficient way to do it. And even I saw some different ways to, build some yield, Chris. And you were talking about, we could lose all our money. And I was like, if it's not a scam, it's actually really efficient with these stable coins. There's really like a business application to it. And then there is ways to basically guarantee that you won't lose money because the smart contract will execute if the currency that you've put up for the loan. So if you're the one actually using the loan, you got to be careful. But if you're providing or you're supporting that, you ultimately can't lose money. And I know this is not a cryptocurrency podcast, but I know it's pretty hot right now. And I'm just really trying to find a business application to get around PayPal fees. but yeah.
And I feel like you're going to do that. So last year, and he wrote, SEO demand reached an all-time high. I'm not sure that's exactly the right way to put it. I think you could say search demand reached an all-time high, but I'm not exactly sure that companies immediately turned around and were like, hey, we need to hire our SEO. We need to have a conversation with our SEO. Or like, I'm not sure that happened.
We saw a real pickup in on our videography side, Chris, of people wanting to tell their story. Like storytelling's really picked up. Virtual showroom shoots, like displaying look at my big office that no one comes to, right? You know, but really communicating that through video is where I saw a huge pickup, and we have seen a demand in like watch time on screens, right? So people are, you know, using their phones more than ever, like are on their computers more than ever is really what I've seen. But I haven't seen people call in going, oh my gosh, I want more SEO. You know what I mean? I don't know if that connection's quite been made. I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. I think if, you know, we talk in layman's terms of, I want to show up the top of the search results because that's what I'm clicking on when I'm searching for things. I think that that conversation could be had. I can tell you that there's big budgets out there for people that were going to conferences.
Yeah.
That, you know, SEO really like website restructuring maybe. So, you know, web development or restructuring where SEO might fall into that as a line item. But yeah, I haven't seen a huge demand for people that are like, all right, I need SEO, you know?
Yeah, yeah. 2020 was crazy. I need SEO. I haven't really heard
I that. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we know.
You do need SEO.
You do, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that conversation of, I would like to be on the first page of Google because that's where I click, that conversation didn't slow down at all, right? And maybe it picked up a bit because there were some companies like maybe-
Yeah.
You know, dependent on the conferences or dependent on feet on the street sales, which had to stop. And so they're like, hey, it's time to focus on our internet space. But I think you're right. It's like, let's focus on the whole internet space. Like those types of companies maybe weren't even ready to start driving traffic. They're like, I need a website that can sell first. So
that is the big switch. Okay. That would be the trend that I would, if I was to rewrite the article, I would say, the demand for websites to be able to sell stuff online. That's been the big focus. And actually that's what, when we interviewed Gary, that's a lot of what he talked about is a website needs to have a shopping cart. And you know, every website, if they can get further through the sales funnel, I think that's the big plus. And I have seen a demand in that. The SEO demand's been pretty consistent. I haven't seen them like a huge bump. So
Yeah. And we all know restaurants that have, you know, they didn't sell online before and now they did, or at least they didn't sell efficiently. Yeah. They didn't deliver to the parking lot, you know, so we do know a lot of stuff has changed. Yeah. Just as quickly as consumers' needs and behaviors evolved, brands were forced to throw out their old playbooks and historical data. Companies turn to their SEO professionals and search insights to understand the rapidly changing customers. I think really they looked to like what was happening online, what their first provider, I wrote first providers online sales, which looked brilliant and was brilliant when I wrote it. And I have no idea what it means right now.
I would tell you that like analytics has been pretty important to see what people are doing, how user behavior's changed. I know that a lot of companies are looking at that. What I see from the big enterprise companies is really they piled into getting on Amazon, right? If they were selling through distribution channels, they're going heavy Amazon, heavy Walmart. Okay. That's what I've at least seen is paid ads, people stepping into the space. And, you know, paid ads comes first, and I guess SEO would come later, right? But they want to get front and center quickly. And so people are throwing money at AdWords and they're really trying to find actually ways around their distributors. Those are some of the enterprise conversations that I've had. Some of the small business owners, I've said, look, you need to look into remarketing. Okay. You know, and if you're not doing remarketing, let's start somewhere that's going to make an impact quickly. And, you know, 94% of people come to a website, leave, never come back again. We need to target those customers. And I think remarketing is the way to do that. So
I had a conversation today with one of the affiliates and they were talking about like, well, so we're sending you traffic. Are you collecting emails? And it was like, well, we're not, right? We've got a program in place that if 30%, about 30% of the people who visit, we can figure out their email address and we follow them up. Yeah. And then we got an aggressive remarketing campaign. So yeah, those are, remarketing is your best dollar spend, hands down.
Yeah. Are those affiliates just bidding on their name, Chris? Your name?
Is that... No. You know,
I don't know. You know what doesn't happen anymore? I just got a sale.
Yeah. For somebody who searched for me and then clicked and now I owe a commission. Yeah. I'm a little opposed for people searching for a company and then somebody else figuring out how to get themselves in between them and their own company and the company and earn a commission on that. That doesn't
sounds like the entire banking industry. No.
Yeah. No. So in 2021, SEO pros with the ability to collect and interpret search insights as business intelligence will be best positioned to lead enterprise marketing organizations. And we're talking like at the enterprise. So it's not just like, hey, I'm working for a large enterprise and I'm in charge of the SEO. Okay, great. You can do small town, we'll call it SEO, inside of an enterprise agency. But if you want to take that and put it on steroids, you've got to do enterprise SEO. And enterprise SEO is how you're interacting. One of the things is how you're interacting with all the departments.
Yeah. So I think corporate environment, right, is super important in getting those advocates internally to do that. I think more too, it's planning out what's our 18-month strategy, right? How to get there. And it's looking at site-wide changes. I think a lot of SEO agencies focus on, hey, let me optimize this page, right? Or let me rank for this one keyword. And they're not looking at the global outlook and how everything interacts and what assets are out there and what you know, different campaigns are coming down the line. And really, enterprise SEO, I think, if you were to sum it up, really, I would say like strategy, right? Like strategy is a huge component, and also dealing with like big legacy issues, right? So there's a lot of things that like a small speedboat, like small, like local company can do and focus on, where these bigger companies have longer term plans and looking at, right, the entire customer journey, and they have more money to focus on building the right strategy and not, I need leads now. Cause the smaller companies are like, yes, I want SEO. But I've seen it like specifically like in the mortgage industry or the house flipping industry. I don't know what that's exactly called, but they're like heavy on pay-per-click ads, whereas the keyword difficulty is actually not that hard. And so when we talk to those type of clients and bring them on, we're educating them on like, hey, there's a hidden opportunity here if you can invest for the long term. But again, I think that's the difference. You know, a lot of people are like, I wrote an article that just, you know, got published on actually Forbes, some self-promotion here, but essentially, one of the biggest questions I get is, how long does SEO take? And really, I think the bigger companies are in for the long haul, whereas the smaller companies are like, what can generate the most leads the quickest?
Right. Today only. Yeah, absolutely. So he shares like two ways to capitalize on the trend of like having the data and then inculcating that data within the organization. So number one is share the value of both business intelligence and search insights across the organization. Right. So as the transformation to digital continues to accelerate, you need a combination of macro market perspectives and micro granular insights to understand consumer behavior conditions.
CRO, right? CRO like is super important. You know, Google's looking at that. Once someone comes to your website, what more do they do? On-page SEO, crawlability issues, all the things that are traditionally important in SEO, it applies across the board. There's just other considerations when you're looking at enterprise, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, that's not the one. He goes on to say, many organizations now look to utilize business intelligence to understand macro demand volatility in their markets, while also using valuable search insights found at a granular level. I don't know what that means. I read it out loud, did that bring any clarity to you, Matt?
to a degree, I think that there are certain companies out there that are really on the tip of the spear with a lot of this stuff. And I think that there are actually a lot of enterprise level companies that are just now kind of moving into SEO. Like I really see with COVID, the shift has accelerated and it's becoming more of the conversation. But at a lot of these enterprise level companies, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised where their level of expertise is regarding SEO. But I will say you hear the word AI and that's the big buzzword right now. And it all goes back to data analysis, what's going on, how your users are interacting. That's why, we use technology like Lucky Orange or Hotjar, Crazy Egg to look at like heat mapping, look at the user sessions, do some A/B testing. There's really some important components of the usability on a very granular kind of conversion rate optimization or CRO level. And then there's the bigger perspective of kind of where we want to go from the strategy. And you got to look at everything in between. And, even we were talking about the EAT guidelines. I mean, it all goes back to just good SEO. Okay. Yeah. Like it's not exactly the same. But there are a lot of pillars that I think, go back to that. So.
Yeah. And you're talking about like, when you say pillars, if you have a lot of pillars in common, then there's a whole lot in common. Cause that's like the structural foundation. He goes on to say, maximizing the value of business intelligence across the enterprise require that you have a deep, almost intuitive understanding of the needs of each department and business leader. And I think like if your advice is ever, you need to almost have a deep, almost intuitive understanding of the needs of each department. I don't know what who he's talking to.
I think he might be talking to other SEOs maybe, right? I'm not sure. I think this article is a little kind of SEO written article that,
to place well for enterprise SEO.
Yeah. So I think that there's a little bit of that. But I think with all your customers, you need to really understand what their goals are, right? Yeah. You need to really understand what they're trying to achieve. At the bigger companies, there's all kinds of different projects and you need buy-in from all the different departments. I was working with a company that was dealing with a bunch of different brands, and all those brand teams had different goals, right? And they all weren't on the same page. So some of those brand websites had phenomenal SEO. Other of those websites like were kind of outdated. I mean, there is like, I won't give the name, but they had Wix websites, and then some of them had, like a Magento website, and then other ones had WordPress. And like, I mean, it was kind of all over the map. It's like, what's that kind of overall strategy? But I think that understanding each brand team and what their goals are and how they're achieving it. But even that's important when you're working with local businesses. You got to understand the industry. You got to understand the sales process, the customer journey, the target persona. Like, again, all these things are critical, but I think that you really need to understand your client. I do think that you can't just even write content anymore about some general topic. You got to have some kind of different angle on it. You got to understand the business and you got to understand what those goals are, and then even plan those out. Cause if you want to rank for a keyword, that's not going to happen like month over month, right? Like, so, planning all that stuff out and building that in to the overall digital strategy, I think is quite important. So,
yeah. And then Lemuel actually gives us something to really bite our teeth into, right? Okay. So think of different types of questions your colleagues are seeking to answer across the organization. And these are good questions. What factors are influencing marketing change in purchase and discovery patterns in the market? Where are the greatest opportunities for the near term? So that's even sometimes some of the organizations you're talking about, Matt, where they need that instant gratification. How can we adopt our strategies to target new or trending products and category?
That's big. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then I wish he had given some examples here, but he got into some more bullet points. Determine actual and significant changes in preferences compared to anomalies, right? Identify new opportunities worth more SEO and content investment. And I can give you an example of this actually from My Vital C in the situation where, hey, we understand that there's opportunities in, say, nootropics or maybe in bulletproof coffee. Like people are looking for bulletproof coffee and might be looking for bulletproof coffee alternatives. And so we know that we need to invest in those areas. Yeah. So basically it was like SEO identified the opportunity based on search volume. And then that gets handed down to content. And then the overall marketing strategy shifts a little bit.
I think buyer behavior. Search trends. Look, SEO drives the whole thing, right? And if people aren't searching for it or searching for a keyword, I actually have had a couple of clients think that there's search volume for a keyword because that's what they search for. And I'm like, there's no market opportunity there. There's not going to be a ROI if we focus on that. And then also, the strategy's got to be pulled through. That's why we run these 3-month campaigns, right? And so everything gets pulled through from the target money page or service page or, buy page, whatever kind of business you're running, all the way through the content, that content, that keyword, and everything gets pulled through the whole strategy. And everybody knows what we're trying to achieve, what we're trying to do, and everything's working together synergistically to do that. But I mean, that's how you identify market opportunities is through different analytical tools. And I think, a lot of people are just kind of guessing what they think their customer wants, and it all decisions should go back to data. You should be like, what is the data? Like, I mean, that a lot of these strategy sessions, well, let's see what the data tells us. I mean, like, it's not my opinion anymore as a marketer. I mean, I know some best practices. I know generally how people interact online, but like, hey, let's go back to the data. Let's see how people are even interacting with your site today. And that's how you're identifying all these opportunities from the keyword volume, what people are searching through, the trends, the fluctuations in that, all the way through what color is the button that they're clicking on mobile, a lot of this goes back like years and years and years. So like a lot of our old podcasts are still super relevant today. I wouldn't, a lot of this stuff hasn't fundamentally changed. The algorithm hasn't fundamentally changed, but like on mobile, you need to be planning for mobile. Hey, 25% bigger buttons on average is really important because it needs to be easily clickable on mobile. Like, have you tried to ever click those I love they like to do it on the pop-ups, like the X out. They're like, where is it? It's just like, and it's so small.
You actually have to pinch to zoom to actually get in there and click the X. That's a challenge.
Like, why do you do that? Like, if you don't want to look at the ad, you're looking at where the X is. You're not looking at the ad. Like, but whatever. Again, that's my opinion. I don't know. Is there a tool, Chris, to look at? I guess, these tools do show you how they're interacting with the page, but man, I think there's got to be data out. There's got to be a tool out there that how people are actually interacting with the pop-up. And I know, I feel like there is, but that's something that we got to work on maybe as an agency on how people are interacting with those pop-ups. Now I know different size pop-ups. I know what's happening natively when we're running ads display, and like YouTube ads have been done quite well. So there, I know there's some data points, but how they're particularly, I hate, I'm like, PayPal. Okay. That's my enemy right now. but also like, I'm telling you, like, I've been, Forbes has kind of been a focus. Like they have too many ads. Like they have ads all over the place on the page. It's just a bad user experience, but I guess it's their business model. So whatever.
I think they'll keep that up until the data shows them. And that goes back to, everyone on our team actually feels, expresses, and drives passionately, like this is the right way to do something. And it's kind of fun to see like so a little bit of butting heads on like, hey, this is the right way to do it. And then everyone's like, oh, well, the data says it's some other way. So we were both wrong. Whatever. Yeah.
It's like we always kind of go back to the data. It's
all that matters. So more things. Inform sales and product teams on macro trends that may impact them. Identify net new behaviors for marketing, digital, and products team. And then summarize search findings succinctly for decision makers so that potential impacts of your findings are clear. And he's going to talk about that. This is just about kind of enterprise presentation of information.
Yeah, we talked about all that already. Yeah. I think we just talked about that prior to you reading it.
All right. Number two, enhance the value of search insights with action. And this is where it's different, right? If you're in a small organization, you got to go to the boss and say, hey, it looks like the search volume for our normal phrase has dropped off by 50%. But the search phrase for this other search volume for this other phrase is up 50%. We need to shift our efforts. And the owner goes, yeah, go do that. And you're done. But in an enterprise organization, we all know there's a lot more things, grease the wheel a different way. And one of the things he talks about, and I think this is good constructive idea, is for SEOs, is it better to go to your boss or your cohort and say, hey, we really need to drive these because they're going to make my life easier and make it me look better because I'm doing a better job? Or do I want to put these tools, let's say maybe they're vying for some tools. I want to get these tools in place so that you've got even more data to make better decisions about our web content. And that's going to impact our sales long term.
Man, I you just made me think that in the corporate environment internally, they really, people internally want to make sure, one, they don't screw anything up, right? I think that's the first thing. But I think the second thing is, they're looking at the metrics that they're agreed upon to hit for the year. And I've actually seen at a number of organizations, them sacrifice. Well, I mean, this is a problem with publicly traded companies, right? They got to hit the numbers for the quarter. Yep. They're not looking at the long-term objectives. And that's why, people sometimes want to, if they can, take a company private again, because you can plan out better and you don't have to justify yourself. But I think, the key is getting those advocates at the different departments, having them talk. Sometimes a lot of them are siloed, and moving up the chain to get more champions, right, at a higher level, so they buy into the overall strategy and the overall planning of what you're trying to achieve. Because then, if not, you're stuck in hitting the short-term goals, and sometimes that's not what's best, right, over the long term. I mean, I've seen one example. There's a guy that kept wanting. Well, they were looking at cash flow. They were looking at cash flow, and they would take the sale, even though, and this was maybe a mid-sized company. It wasn't like a huge enterprise company, but they were taking the sale at a loss to hit the numbers for the quarter, even though they,
losing money.
They were losing money competitor just to get the deal to get the cash flow, but it wasn't actually profitable. And I don't know.
You know my favorite phrase, right? Never compete on price, because there'll always be somebody willing to go out of business faster than you.
Yes.
So that's a perfect example.
Yes.
And when he's talking about, hey, like the pitch isn't about, hey, this will help me. It's this will help the organization. That can take a mind shift. To think and speak of SEO not as a channel or department, but as a fundamental source of business intelligence. I think that's like just spot on.
Yeah.
In 2021, SEO professionals should be looking to keep the lines of communications open and ensure you follow up to understand how SEO insights are being used across the organization, and also advocate for more effective use of that going forward. Really, I think this article, one of the reasons we agreed to do this article was, one, we can talk about the next podcast that we're going to do, because we've actually got a gated PDF, And what's the title? Do you know the title of that gated PDF, Matt?
Enterprise SEO.
Surprisingly, it's called Enterprise SEO.
EWR Digital's Ultimate Guide to Enterprise SEO.
So you can search that. You can find it. And really, I like Matt kind of towards the end of it. He quotes this. We're going to cover this entire article in the next podcast. So that's going to be our own article. But Matt says, enterprise SEO is a big undertaking, but it doesn't have to be complicated. By leveraging the information in the PDF we're going to go over and working with a proven enterprise SEO company's expertise, you can achieve big results minus the implementation struggles. And we're going to cover all of that in the next podcast.
I agree with everything that guy said.
That guy, I don't know who he is, but that guy sounds like a genius.
That sounds like something I would say.
All right. So Patif to Lemuel, L-E-M-U-E-L, Lemuel, for writing the article. There's some really good nuggets in there. And you know, you gotta give credit. Somebody wrote an article for SEO purposes specifically.
No, I like it. I think a lot of the stuff was we had to demystify it, right? Like it was kind of high level. And like, if you don't really understand what's going on, it just sounds like a bunch of words, you know?
A couple of paragraphs. I was like, I'm not sure anything was said there. again, Patif, we've got somebody who clicked like on Facebook. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. We do.
And we will get more consistent.
Yes.
We're not going anywhere. Sometimes people message me and ask me, a lot's been going on, again, the old podcasts are great. Okay. There's a lot of great content, we want to stay cutting edge and we're not going anywhere. So,
and if anybody's asking you questions about SEO, cause you're like the smartest geek on the block, send them our direction. Send them to the podcast. Send them to the best SEO podcast. If you get value out of our podcast, why don't you go ahead and, leave a review. You can go to...
We haven't got... Actually, that is something that has kind of fallen off. Some reviews. We would love some more reviews. We haven't gotten some reviews in a while. We haven't asked for reviews. Everything has shifted with COVID, I would love to get some like COVID reviews. Like I binged on the podcast. Right. So,
So I'm putting it right on the screen. That's the link. It's ewrdigital.com/review. Don't do the plural. That doesn't take you there, but review, cause you're going to leave a review, and make that review 5 stars.
We haven't done that for a while.
It's been a while. It's harder to do in a StreamYard meeting because it's not exactly in sync. All right. Well, that wraps up this podcast. You guys have made us the most popular SEO podcast, one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts. That is because of you, all you guys out there. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Press the little bell so that you get notified when we go live, and also when we upload videos, and share it. And until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.